Blog Talk Radio.
And all blessed peace and love, joy and prosperity. You are now listening live to the Divine Presence, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Oloye Hudu Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my ever-living reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, and my work along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I, the divine prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth, and it is my personal place of power and understanding. That place from where I begin, and that place from where I realize and crystallize all my endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine, all-blessed reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Friday, April 1st, 2016, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from this working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, High Potions and Hoodoo Central, in this legendary, historic, beautiful, and enchanted, and of course, most haunted city in America, New Orleans, Louisiana, most enchanted city in America. For indeed, it is the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this hoodoo, obeah, spiritualist, voodoo, life path and journey, passing down the great obeah stick along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, rituals, and minerals. I am humbled and honored by those of you who continue to join me here live, noon U.S. Central Standard Time, here on Blog Talk Radio for the Power Lunch, Hoodoo, New Orleans Voodoo, Secrets and Recipes, here on Blog Talk Radio, /the-divine-prince. And my live listening and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. When you are ready with your question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will be more than happy to open your mic. I also want to update you. My website is now up, live, running, updated, revamped, redesigned, if you will, and I can be reached virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding at www.houseofthedivineprince.com, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And as always, send your request, prayer request, consultation and reading request, ritual work request to Divine Prince, houseofthedivineprince.com. You will find a link there on my website. I am always honored by those who meet us here in this sacred space, this sacred crossroad, if you will, at high noon here on Hoodoo, New Orleans Hoodoo Central. I'm sorry, at high noon with Hoodoo, New Orleans Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes with Hoodoo Central. Today we give honor, praise, recognition to the forces of change, transformation, empowerment, enlightenment. Indeed, these forces, driven by the spirits of nature, if you will, strong, aggressive, mighty, powerful, fearful. And indeed, we tread lightly, we tread with respect, and we approach in honor. But we also take this time to embrace the forces of change, the positive, energetic, enchanting forces that also come with the powers of change and transformation. We pray protection and peace for those who are still battle here in the country with storms, lightning, twisters, tornadoes, all the forces of nature that represent for us the power of change and transformation and all the deities that operate within that realm. We acknowledge fire today, for indeed without the power, the presence, the magic and mystery of fire, society could not have advanced. So we give honor and humility to the powers of evolution, elevation, company, the spirits, and power of change. We give thanks, Ashe. And indeed, we live in a time where people are fearful often of the very change and transformation that we say we beg for, plead for, pray for, invest in. And indeed, without doing the work, we cannot manifest those forces in our lives in a positive way, in a procreative way, in an enduring and lasting way. The powers and forces of change and transformation often come, and they come unannounced. They often come without much warning. And so we should be wise to prepare, and particularly for that which is inevitable. Nature teaches us the inevitability of change. Those of us here in the Gulf Coast region, the coastal region of Southern America, we must acknowledge change annually at the beginning of hurricane season, at the acknowledgement of the first threatening storm, the first threatening tornado watch, the first threatening sign of darkness in the sky. But those of us who are versed in the mysteries of this power also embrace the evolutionary changes that come with this energy, with this Ashe, if you will. And to show due respect, due honor, and due diligence in the face of change and transformation guarantees us always positive outcomes, positive results. So let us embrace Oya. Let us embrace the forces of nature that govern and reign with her, and the other deities and spirits that we acknowledge in the forces of lightning, in the forces of wind, in the forces of torrential rain and purification and cleansing. We guard against flood and the overwhelming force that comes with change and transformation. But we empower ourselves. We open ourselves up to be infilled, if you will, with the magic that rides the winds of change and transformation. I am going to go to the phone lines now and acknowledge area code 917. Divine peace and blessings, who's calling and where are you calling from?
Great, for Friday. Happy Friday. My name is Tina and I'm calling from New Jersey. Thank you for having your show.
Divine, all blessed, humbled. Did you have a question or comment today?
Yes, I would like, are you doing readings?
Generally speaking, I don't do readings. What is the nature of your question? I don't do readings live on air. I think it's a bit impersonal and not always a professional thing to do. Often the questions run into areas that tend to be personal in nature for the caller. And we are, you know, live on the worldwide web.
Oh, it's okay. I don't mind. Yeah, I don't mind.
Sure.
Well, actually, yeah, two little questions. I have a question about my relationship with my boyfriend, Rob. What does Spirit want us to know? Or going in another direction? Yeah, what direction do they see us going?
Well, absolutely. There's some things on the table that definitely need some looking at.
Yes.
Change, transformation. Many of the things that I'm speaking of today, which ride on the winds of transportation, evolution, if you will. Now, however, I think it's too soon, just based on what we have on the table right now. And if I were doing, you know, one of my normal readings, there would be many other things I would be asking you right now that I'm not going to ask you live on air. But there definitely is a mark, if you will, of change in the air. Now, having said that, I don't think it necessarily foretells the end of your relationship, but there's some things that need to be clarified, that need to be detailed, that need to be looked at specifically in both of your parts. You could ask for more and be more clear about your asking, but I also think that your partner could be more forthcoming in terms of where you're both going. Without asking, you know, age and birth dates and things like that, you both come through a bit young on the table. Your partner actually comes through a bit younger than you, and that may not be necessarily chronological. Often men tend to evolve at a different pace than women. But, again, it may also relate directly to chronological age or sort of the crossroads, if you will, personally. And when I say personally, I mean destiny. Both of you and sort of where you're headed and where you're moving in this time. And my readings generally mark 30 to 90 days.
Yeah.
So if their relationship is new in terms of that time frame, that could also play into why I'm receiving this particular message to give you right now. There's definitely a sign for you to take a more personalized approach right now, which often accompanies destiny. It's not about being selfish in an unhealthy way, but it is about refocusing, being really clear about what it is you're asking from the universe. And when we say personal destiny, that is love and relationships, but that also includes career, life path, spirit journey. So I'm going to humbly ask that you would send me an email, divineprince@houseofthedivineprince.com. I would like to reveal more to you, but not here on air, about the sign that's on the table and what's being spoken. And I certainly appreciate and am humbled, as always, by your call. I'm going to take this a quick break, and I will be forward with more Hoodoo New Orleans Voodoo Secrets and Recipes here live on Blog Talk Radio. All of the blessings. Ashe. I am a man. Bobo. I Bobo, divine, all blessed. You know, I want to add to that as well, caller. To the caller, specific to your request, but also sort of keeping in touch with the theme of the day. The spirit, the mark that's on the table when I was doing your reading also is often indicative of controlling or controlling type energy. And of course, I don't know anything about you, but just based on the reading, it could be personal control, but it also can speak to controls as it relates directly to your partner and the person that you're in question, but also people who might be attempting to control or manipulate from the outside. That which is being controlled are those vicious, violent, cowardly acts, things that do damage to personal integrity, things that disrupt natural harmony. Within this sign, there's an admonishment, a caution against cowardly behavior, throwing rocks and hiding your hands, sort of doing things, orchestrating things from the outside rather than from the inside or directly or even authentically, which might even be a better word, particularly things that involve hexing. Now, hexing is not always about love spells, people working bad magic against you, but it could also be bad intention, the evil eye, speaking ill of others' progress, others' joys even, others' accomplishments, small accomplishments even in life, while at the same time expecting humility and gratitude and understanding personal to you. Are you following me? And we see a lot of that, particularly in social media. I often use social media as an example because it's something that many of us, we can assume that many of us are somehow participating in, because you're here on the internet, you're here on the phone listening to my show, but also because I believe it is a microcosm of the macrocosm of world behavior, if we pay attention. So this sign can speak of blocks in terms of your own perception about what might be at work, but also blocks, as I implied a little bit earlier, that could be coming from outside sources, either the person you're asking about and or even further outside sources that could be affecting a more favorable outcome. There are many stories, myths, legends that fall with these signs, and unfortunately I'm not doing a two-hour broadcast today. I'm only doing a 30-minute broadcast. I really don't have a whole lot of time to go into that. And again, I suggest strongly that you send me an email to divineprince@houseofthedivineprince.com. Visit my website if you can jot that down, houseofthedivineprince.com. And I'll be more than happy to not only complete the reading for you, but include some more detail about the significance of the sign and what it means. I'm going to go to my next caller, area code 505. I'm opening your line at this time. Divine peace and blessings. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
I'm in New Mexico. My name is Patricia.
Yes, Patricia, divine peace and blessings. How can I help?
Thank you. I have a question, and I'm not quite sure if this is spiritual or what it is coming from my home. I'm getting ready to move. I would really like to sell my house, but all of a sudden I started hearing like a lot of noise in the walls at night when I'm sleeping, and I've already ruled out, you know, there's no small animals or anything like that. There's
mm-hmm.
like this weird connection between the refrigerator and like this banging sound that happens in the walls. I don't know if it's me or if there's something keeping me here, or it's not, maybe it's not time to move, or maybe there's something constructual going on. I don't know, and I've been asking Spirit to give me the answer, and I just heard Spirit laughing at me last night.
Yes, sure, and as I said with the first caller, traditionally I don't do readings on air. One, I just don't have enough time to. Two, they tend to get really personal, and I think it's sort of inappropriate and unprofessional to sort of air some aspects of a person's reading live on air. And a third thing to both you and the first caller who's still live on air with us, there's always some homework also attached to the reading, and particularly for you. Now, I will tell you empathically, even before you really began to get into your story, your guides gave me very specific things to ask you, many of which I will not ask you live on air. But one of the things I will ask you that I feel comfortable asking you is, who was the previous owner of that house?
There was no owner here. It had just been built like 11 years ago, and it was, this is,
it's specific
kind of
to you? It was built for you. It was built
for
you?
It wasn't built for me. It was built for somebody else, and they decided not to purchase it. And we saw it, and we got it. So.
Yeah, but there's something, there's definitely a reason you should delay your move. You should take a little bit more time to investigate. And they're telling me that, one, there could be benefit there for you in discovering what previously may not have been revealed to you. The second thing is there's some purpose, some work that's connected to not only your inhabiting that property and sort of the timing they're sort of enforcing on me right now. In terms of saying that you shouldn't be in a rush to move away from this location, but that there's some other greater purpose that's either forgotten or neglected, also that's involving the signaling. You're being signaled with the knocks, and it's coming from an ancestral or an the realm of the dead. But I don't want to put you in a fearful state, because this isn't a fearful thing, but more, again, the first word that I used, more ancestral. There's something happening here. It could be specific to a cultural or an ethnicity, but, again, I would have to look much deeper into the reading to get that kind of detail for you. And as I did with the first caller, I strongly suggest and you send me an email at houseofthedivineprince.com. I'll be more than happy to look deeper into both of you all's requests off air, and particularly while I have more time to look deeper into these signs. I also have other callers on the line, and I don't want to neglect anyone before I run out of time here on Block Talk Radio. Area code 716, Divine Peace and Blessings. Who's calling and where are you calling from? Did you have a question or comment? Okay, I thought your hand was raised. Maybe that was a mistake. But I do appreciate your coming by to listen and enjoy. The subject matter today, before I run out of time, was about change, transformation. And we can choose to embrace these moments, these seasons, if you will, as an opportunity for manifestation, either increasing that which is benevolent in our lives or bringing forth that which might not exist presently, but which we would wish to have moving forward. Embrace the transformation, and sometimes they're signaled with challenge. Sometimes they're signaled with blocks. I don't believe that God spirit, the universe gives us blocks, complications, challenges, one, without work, and two, without a point or a purpose. There's always a greater reason. There's always a greater lesson, if you will. If not a reason, a lesson. And the value is implicit often in doing the work. We can often rush through, be quick to seek a resolution to, be quick to take an aspirin, take a vitamin, take a pill, a quick remedy for something, rather than to look for the reason and the meaning that's often embedded in the challenge. Transformation like Oya, like Nana Baruku, that come, that often seem ferocious, fierce, life-changing, overwhelming, even in the moment, often lead to profound manifestations on the post side of the storm. And particularly when we embrace the challenge within the storm. It took many years of practice. I was taught, I was instructed, I was initiated, I read the philosophy, the truth in that statement, but it took much and much confrontation with the challenges in order for me to eventually embrace that truth to get to the magic. And often the quick fix, sweeping a thing under the rug, putting it to the side, which was my second call, is what I believe happened in your case. There's clearly some awareness of this entity previous to your occupying that location, but I really need to get some clarity about that. Who lived there before? And I believe you said no one lived there before, but something happened in that beginning stage that has led to this, what I believe to be a repeat, reoccurrence of this activity, of this action. So I look forward to receiving your emails and being able to respond in a more intrinsic, direct, and personal way to both of your reading and your request. I invite you to get serious about what you know. And I'm speaking to everyone today. Get serious about what we claim consciousness for, what we claim awareness of, what we claim knowledge of. This is not a time for neutral, if you understand me. This is not a time to sort of walk the fence. Society is changing. The earth is changing, but there's also an energetic, spiritual change that's happening. And with it comes those spirits of transformation, those forces which govern change. And sometimes they're troublemaking angels. God created the angels. He created them to do very specific things, so we, generally speaking, do not see them as negative. If they're negative, then they're not angels anymore, then they're demons. And I'm not talking about demons right now. I'm talking about troublemaking angels. They're often represented by the number 4 in our divine numerology. They're often represented by the number 4 tarot card in various tarot decks, particularly in the Egyptian tarot deck and the Orisha deck that I use. But they often represent change that we can't see for ourselves, do for ourselves, hear for ourselves. And so they, in commission with the divine creator, move on our behalf. They warn, they protect, they push the blessing. But they also often come, as I said, when we can't hear, when we can't see, when we can't move or operate for ourselves. And sometimes that's because we are stubborn, in denial, committed to things we should not be committed to, loyal to things that hold no loyalty really to us, indebted to things that are elusive, illusionary, non-producing. Like this can manifest in every area of our lives, from love and relationship to career, to prosperity, to life destiny. So we must embrace change. Fear is natural. Fear is necessary. Fear is intuitive to some degree. It is a layer to our intuition, our sign to be aware, our sign to acknowledge what's being spoken, being demonstrated, what's being presented, both in the physical and the carnal before us, but also that which emanates from spirit. Spirit is more real, more tangible, more evident than anything that we believe that we see. That is a scientific, metaphysical fact. The physical is just an illusion to what's really happening in our world. I've done, over the 7 years I've been doing this broadcast, I've done shows about atoms and molecules and science, and I don't have time to go into that today. But spiritually speaking, metaphysically speaking, it is truly that which we build, which we create, which we store in spirit, that is most real for us and plays wholeheartedly into what manifests for us. Some signs say it just takes faith, faith of a mustard seed, to move things forward. But I say indeed, your belief, your understanding, your awareness, and that's compounded by study, by research, by initiation, by mentorship with people who have some understanding of what you're trying to accomplish, what you're trying to achieve. And by all means, I ask you to commit to that wholeheartedly, aggressively, authentically. Be true to the means. Be true to what we post every day. Be true to the look that social media sort of allows us to present and to foster. But the reality is that there's a percentage of those profiles, those book of faces, that are giving you imagery, video, text of our real world experience. What I do every day, what I'm committed to every day. My vocation is voodoo. It's the beginning and it's the ending of all things that I do and say. My very being, my very identity is within that. Everything is but an extension of moving that forward. From getting up every day, from taking care of the body temple, to those things that I do outside the body temple every day. But to truly operate in the realm of spirit, magic, indigenous wisdom and understanding, you've got to operate in the realm of spirit. It is the mind lock, if you will. It is the protection, the security guard, the gatekeeper that truly prevents the destruction of all life, the misuse of divine knowledge. You must pass through that spirit gate. Without that, it's just repetition. It's just the regurgitation of written knowledge or book knowledge or life knowledge even. You know, there's a degree of experience that we recant and that we retell in our lives. That's not necessarily scientific, but it grows and becomes an archetype unto itself, a belief unto itself. Only that matters is one of those things that becomes an archetype. There's nothing I can do. It becomes an archetype. Nothing you do is going to change the fact that certain people are in charge. Certain people are in government. Certain powers are in rulership. And once you solidify, crystallize as your reality, it becomes your religion. It becomes your demonstration. It becomes your manifestation. I behoove you to always leave open a door for change, for transformation. As fearful as transformation can cloak herself in, she can be frightful, but she can also be alluring and attractive and beautiful and draw you in to the power of God, the power of nature, the power of voodoo. So until we meet here again at the sacred spaces in this crossroads of hoodoo, New Orleans hoodoo secrets and recipes, I remind you that truly and indeed all is a blessing. Ashe.